As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
What do you want from me? I'm not America, sweetheart.
Goodness sake, kid. Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America, sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Well, you know, when you don't win, it's like a fighter. When a fighter has a bad fight, gets knocked out, or loses the fight, the first thing he says is, we want a rematch. So we won the debate according to every poll, every single poll. I think that, are we going to do a rematch? I just don't know. But we'll think about it.
So Donald Trump saying that the Kamala Harris desire for another debate is because she's conceding a loss. I don't really know what to make of that. I absolutely would love to see a second debate. I absolutely want to see the second debate happen on Fox News. I said this yesterday. I don't think we ever pulled a clip of it because I never mentioned it outside of the show. But on Fox and Friends in the morning, Donald Trump was talking to them, and he's like, I'd really like to do a debate on Fox News, but I don't want it to be with Bret Baier and Martha McCallum. Brad, I really think he was saying that so that he can get a debate on Fox News with Bret Baier and Martha McCallum. Is that crazy?
No, that's not crazy. That guy does stuff like that all the time. That's a negotiating tactic. Yeah.
Say something that you absolutely don't want.
Right.
And then when you get the thing that you want, which is a Fox debate, and the other side feels like, well, we'll do it, but only if Brett and Martha do it. You're like, okay.
You have to combine that with like, I really want to do another debate attitude, but man, I just won't do it if it's those two. I just won't do it. And if they don't want to do another debate, but they want to look like they want to do another debate, then they'll be like, hey, we'll do it, but it has to be Bret Baier and Martha McCallum.
I would love it. They're so, they would be so fair.
They would be incredibly good. You know, another debate moderator would be that I'd like to see is maybe some people that are internet personalities rather than mainstream media people. So like a Megyn Kelly moderating.
That would
debate.
Never happen.
No, because there's no support for it because there's not the money there to make it happen.
No, not because of that. There's no way in heck that Kamala Harris would ever agree to sit in front of Megyn Kelly. There's no way. She's an absolute total partisan for Republican Trump. If I would never tell Kamala Harris to agree to that. There's, I mean, you could put Bill Maher on there. Bill Maher is disenchanted with the Democrat Party, thinks Donald Trump is an arrogant butthead. And, you know, if he doesn't like any of them, maybe then he's a fair person, along with maybe another podcast host or media personality that isn't in the mainstream media that doesn't necessarily have a preference. But, I mean, Megyn Kelly is a complete partisan. Elon Musk, obviously, and he's the worst interviewer ever.
Oh, yeah.
He has X. He owns X. He does a, if he does a space, which is what you call the, like, vocal, the audio live. It's so funny. It's like all these people are like, this is so awesome. They're live. They're talking right now, and we can hear them talking. It's radio. That's what we're doing right now. Tune into the radio. Turn the record player on at night. Even a record player isn't live, according to Joe Biden, whatever that was. When you have somebody on a panel in front of these candidates, the candidates are going to, like, the reason why Kamala Harris won't go in front of Fox is because she thinks all of Fox is in the tank for Trump. I mean, if Bret Baier and Martha McCallum aren't nonpartisan enough, there's no way Megyn Kelly's going to be there. There's no way that, I mean, I'm thinking about all of these major podcast hosts that have had Donald Trump on. They would all love to have Kamala Harris. I mean, think about being one of these big podcasters and landing the other interview that Kamala Harris did. That'd be huge.
Yeah. Man, I'll tell you what's wild, too, though. You look at this and there are influencers that are coming out talking about how the Harris campaign is reaching out to them to get them to endorse her or to interact with her or make videos for her. And they'll either say that they want to give me this much money, here's the NDA, all this other stuff. But they're not reaching out to people like Joe Rogan, people that do long-form podcasters.
If I were Kamala Harris, I wouldn't want Joe Rogan either.
Well, I'm not even saying specifically Joe Rogan, but somebody that does a long-form podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even like a Pod Save America, she won't even go on that, and that would be very friendly to her.
That's home turf. Lex Friedman is the one that Trump went on recently.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about Lex Friedman. He's a big deal.
Yeah.
Not to me, but that probably makes him more culturally relevant that I don't know who he is. Do you know much about him?
I don't. I've never watched any of them.
Well, I mean, to me, it's like if he's an American computer scientist and podcaster. Since 2018, he has hosted his podcast. He interviews notable figures from various fields. He's 41 years old and, you know, he's got 4.16 million subscribers. He's making an imprint on people. People do listen to him. I would really love to see a debate in 2024 that stepped outside of the framework of the established media system. The established media system, of which talk radio, a lot of people would say, like, where does talk radio fit into this? Talk radio is definitely considered to be a medium for older people. But I'm telling you this right now, specifically in the world of radio, people kind of talk about radio as a whole as being an aging or a dying industry. It makes my heart sad. I also don't agree with it, especially in the talk format. Sports, news, all of the things that have minute by minute updates. I mean, that's the case with sports and news alike. Music is a little bit different, but there's a lot of innovation that is being done with the music radio industry as well. But specifically with talk radio, the actual interest level in podcasting that takes place and the idea of spoken word, we podcast 3 hours a day, every day, but we do it live. Whereas if you're sitting down to do a podcast, you can edit that together, you can polish it, you can have conversations, you're like, you know what, let's leave that out, which there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely, by all means, support that as an industry. I'm just saying that talk radio right now is a place where you get up to the minute updates on the subject matter of interest to you, and news and sports specifically is where that fits the best. In podcasting, I think podcasting and radio kind of go hand in hand. They aren't direct competitors. Radio people podcast, and a lot of podcasters are on the radio or would love to be on the radio. And I think that it's a place where you can take the importance of news coverage that is traditionally, in this instance, only managed by the TV networks because they have the system in place to produce it. There should be some sort of partnership where another platform that can create a visual production should bring in people who are not traditionally part of that system. It would be different. I think it would be very interesting. I saw, what's Two Young Turks? Cenk, is that his name?
Cenk.
You say it, Cenk?
Cenk.
I've never said it out loud. He said, disagree with the Democrats on anything one time and you're a pariah forever. Agree with MAGA on 2% of the platform and they welcome you with open arms. That's a wild statement to me coming from him. I mean, he's somebody who I've seen be on the far left progressive side of politics, who has incredibly emotionally been disgusted with where the right is in our country. And even folks like him are going, you know, when I dip my toe into this right side, they're not as awful, as god awful as they've been made out to be. I don't, Kamala Harris didn't say MAGA once in the debate, I don't think.
No.
I don't think that she said it either in her one interview. But I mean, when Joe Biden was still the nominee, and I mean, I don't know, he's not really doing anything other than wearing Trump hats in Shanksville, Pennsylvania these days. But I heard many, many, many times from Joe Biden, his pressure, his point that he wanted to bring home every single time was the ultra MAGA point. He wanted to talk about the MAGA Republicans, the ultra MAGA Republicans, over and over and over again. It was important for him to remind people that the MAGA contingent is a scary contingent. And the more, you know, we were talking about ways to unite the country at 12:45, these three rules to encourage unity this election season. Can you have unity and still disagree on the substance of what you're talking about? Can you be in a position where you disagree and you prioritize something over the political persuasion of the person that you're talking with? And, you know, especially when it comes to media, like we're talking about these non-traditional news coverage people. When you think of The View, and you know that it's called The View, you're supposed to be able to look at things and listen to conversation and kind of dissect it. They should be representative of America. They don't have anybody who represents me. I presume if you're along the lines of thinking that I am, you don't watch The View and be like, oh, that's my girl. She really brought it home. That's not what happens. It's a very politically activist production. And they filter people through who are there to do the same thing. Like there's a political operation to it. Joy Behar, in my opinion, by far the worst of them. Whoopi Goldberg is like 80-20 offensive to me when it comes to politics. But every once in a while, she sticks up for somebody or something. And I can just feel like Whoopi is much more her own person than like completely surrendered to the system and the anger and the hatred that I see from Joy Behar without fail. Usher, of all people, Usher, on the View, sitting immediately to the left of Joy Behar, was asked this.
In this emergency that we're in, I think that behooves artists to come out and speak for Kamala against Donald Trump, because he is an existential threat to the country. What do you say to that?
You know what? I don't get too deep into politics. I didn't get a chance to watch the debate last night. I obviously have been watching like everybody else. I think voting is an individual choice. And I think that you're right. You have to look at the reality of the country that we are and the country that we want to be, and find the candidate that you feel both who fits the category of where we want to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's it. And that's what you vote based off of, who you highlight and how you choose to highlight it on whatever platform you have is your prerogative.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then he just nods his head and like, and that's all I got to say about that. And, you know, Joy Behar was kind of like nodding yes. I almost felt like she was like claiming affirmation of her point. Usher, listen, for the past, what are we now in, 8 years of Donald Trump being on the political scene, probably more like 9, of knowing Donald Trump as a politician, the one cardinal sin to the people in Hollywood and in celebrity sphere of Donald Trump, he was a huge, huge deal until he became a known Republican. And then it was the unforgivable sin. It was something you did to tell people, to make sure that they understood. You had to, every once in a while, remind people, yeah, I'm totally not for Donald Trump. Not that guy. Oh my gosh. Not at all. Who's the other person? That's who I'm for. You were supposed to be on record. You have to like check the box. It's like renewing your driver's license. You have to make sure you do it on time, otherwise you pay a big fee. When Joy Behar asks Usher in a way that's like, it is more important now than it has ever been, because Trump is an existential threat, that we endorse Kamala Harris. What do you say to that? He said, no. He said, mm-mm, not doing it. I think that you should study and figure out what's important to you and vote accordingly. What a rebuke of the Joy Behar mean girl peer pressure when Usher's sitting right there to put him on the spot and ask him that question. And what a great answer by Usher. That is as American as it gets. He very well could be voting for Kamala Harris. I have no idea. I also don't need to know. I'm pretty sure that Usher and I, outside of our physical safety and security that exists as people in the country, I'm sure his security is a little more tight than mine. We probably don't have a whole lot of parallels in our like economic concerns. Our tax brackets probably a little different. His concerns and my concerns aren't going to be the same. But we both want a strong America, and that means something to me, and that means something to him, and that might mean different decisions that we make at the ballot box. But Usher basically said to Joy Behar, it's none of your gosh darn business. And I don't need to be out here telling other people what's important in their lives. They should do their own homework. Well done, Usher. Very proud. All right, let's take a quick break. Tammy Bruce is going to be with us when we come back. She's a Fox News contributor. She's a best-selling author. Her latest book, Fear Itself. What did Tammy Bruce think of the debate? And what kind of encouragement does she have for us moving forward? Tammy Bruce on The Annie Fry Show, next.
For this election, would you say your mind is made up?
Yes.
And that is?
Trump.
Okay. Are you a previous Trump supporter?
The first year he won in 2016, I was not.
Did you vote for Hillary?
I did vote for Hillary.
Okay.
But I cried when she did not win.
Okay. Then what happened?
And then I just felt like he did a good job. I liked the fact that he was not a politician.
You believe you were better off 4 years ago.
So Major Garrett interviewing people, all the diner interviews, the diners across America being infiltrated by reporters during election season. That's how you know we're getting close. You've got a Hillary supporter who cried when she lost, now voting for Donald Trump. What is changing with the voters in America? And how do these debates affect people like that Michigan voter right there? Let's talk to our friend Tammy Bruce, back with us, Fox News contributor, AMAC columnist, and best-selling author, her latest book, Fear Itself. Tammy, welcome back to the show. It's been a busy week. We're glad you're here.
Well, my pleasure. Yeah, I love it. And thanks for asking me back.
Of course. You know, I want to ask you about the real sentiment that there are people who are supporting Donald Trump now that maybe themselves would think that would be inexplicable 4 years ago, 8 years ago. Is there a real movement towards supporting Donald Trump for president in 2024 the way there hasn't maybe been?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yes, and it's because the Democrats have turned all of us into the Flintstones, right? We're living in the Stone Age. It is a dumpster fire. People have, and it's understandable, we live in the greatest country on earth. But when things are good, there's this presumption that it's a natural state, that it just happens because that's life. But in fact, and this has been a very important lesson, is that moving from Obama to Trump, we saw that an individual can make a difference and be an active individual. Remember when Trump, during the campaign against Hillary, and we had the carrier air conditioning company was going to move to Mexico or somewhere else. And Trump said, I'm going to make them stay here. We're going to keep those jobs. And Obama goes there because he was obviously still the president. And he said, how's he going to do that? Is he going to like wave? Does he have a magic wand? Obama was genuinely perplexed about how you could make a company stay in America. And of course you do that by dealing with regulations and you know, incentives to stay, and tariffs if you leave. I mean, you use that hand. And Obama, because it doesn't occur to them, because they're never fighting for American business or the American people. So you don't what you're thinking about is how many more regulations can I write? How many more, you know, executive orders can I pass? That's where their mind is. So I think what the American people saw was a dramatic thing in 2016 and obviously 17 was that Trump delivered, that he was talking about the issues specifically, the wall, the economy, right, crime, immigration, the same situation that had been foisted upon us. And he made a difference, even though they were constantly attacking him. I would say he had maybe two productive years in the midst of all of the attacks and the impeachments and all the garbage. And then we go from Trump to Biden. And once again, seeing on a dime how everything can change, that the president, the message has been that the president matters, that policy matters. Americans now know to ask, as some of these focus group people did, when they wanted to hear more details from Kamala Harris during the debate, was in one woman, and it's on my Twitter feed, and it's kind of all over social media, was saying, what is an opportunity economy? Like, what is that? And we don't know what it is. And they were mad. It's almost like, you know, you're like Charlie Brown and Kamala's Lucy with the freaking football.
Yes.
And you know, she's going to pull it away. That is all a trick. So yeah. I think that the movement is the awareness that this has not gone well, that we deserve better, that they try to tell Americans that this is normal. It's not. That we deserve better, and that Donald Trump delivered it before and he'll deliver it again.
Mm, I think that's spot on. Tammy Bruce with us right now. I tweeted this out earlier, too, but I think that people saying that Donald Trump getting agitated and mad is bad forget that Americans are agitated and mad. And it's their actual lived existence right now that they're pretty ticked off about. Yeah. But I also think that having been lied to for so long, I think it's kind of personal to voters right now.
Yeah. And, you know, Trump has put out something, a statement about that on Truth Social saying, why wouldn't I be mad? I love this country. And that's where we're all at. So it's like this, you know, D.C. cocktail class, you know, chatting amongst themselves if he doesn't have any self-control. Well, who do you want? You want somebody who, like, pretends to be some Harvard intellectual when we need the grocery prices and the inflation and everything else to come down? You know, who do you want when dealing with the Taliban, which now is back, and ISIS, which is now back again, of course, and Iran and Hamas and Hezbollah? Do you want some soy boy, or do you want a man that they're all afraid of? We learned that. Iran learned that. The Taliban learned that. And we need that person back. And you know, this is just all of that crap after the debate. And I hope I kept my Twitter followers informed to just be careful, because all of that is aimed at the people who weren't watching.
Mm-hmm.
And to frame the people who like left thinking, boy, that was a waste of time. And boy, I like Trump better, was to try to gaslight you into believing that you don't know what happened, this really sucked, and Donald Trump was destroyed, and none of that was true. And we're seeing that during the current tracking during the debate itself by Lee Carter, the focus groups, you got the Major Garrett exchange with people in the diners. And when he told his panel on CBS, when he was on the panel that morning, there was a gasp. When he said there was no undecideds in the 20 anymore, they were all for Trump. It was like, oh.
Isn't the gasp funny to watch from our perspective? It's like it's so shocking to me that it's still so shocking to you that people aren't OK with the way things are going in this country right now.
Exactly.
Like, why are you sitting on a panel behind a desk in front of a camera and being shocked about this right now? You haven't been doing your job.
And also about the critique of his debate performance. It was classic Trump. Trump talks without notes. He talks extemporaneously. He goes off on branches. I do that quite often. I think you do that a little bit. You know, you talk for a living. You have all kinds of ideas in your head. But that is what we recognize as the transparency and the naturalness of Donald Trump, and has been one of his greatest assets. And yet they're still bitching about the fact that, oh my God, he just kept talking and it was like not refined and not packaged properly. And it's like, shut up. You see, but Paris, on the other hand, was a perfect example of this fraud of the establishment, of the swamp itself. It wasn't word salads. It was a much more formally packaged series of words that fit better together, that were rehearsed, but still amazingly said nothing. There was still, you walk away with what Kamala Harris said, and this will, as the debates are always looked back on, people will not remember a damn thing she said. And certainly she didn't explain the opportunity economy and what that means. Nobody knows. At least she didn't bring up the coconut tree. So at least we have that.
The unburdened coconut
tree. People will remember, you know, it's like Trump's closing statement. I think that's got now like millions of views on TikTok, is the main kind of winning reminder for people. If she has all these great ideas, right, whatever they are, why hasn't she done them yet? Why did she not do it in the last 3.5 years? Imperative to remind people that she didn't just get dropped in here from Mars and has no experience in the federal government. This is her dumpster fire. And that closing statement has really had an impact. And it's what people remember. And that is what, you know, remember, Trump lost all the debates to Hillary.
Right.
Don't ever forget that, Annie.
Right.
And so people, I think it's about staying steady, recognizing that, and but also to not get so comfortable. We already have, well, Fox like moved Georgia and North Carolina to toss up from lean Republican. So this remains an on the ground organizing game in the swing states. And this comes down to really getting people registered. Scott Pressler, who's working with the RNC, is getting tons of people registered in Pennsylvania. It's about getting out the vote. It's about making sure so that in case something, if you plan on voting on election day, and then let's say something happens and you can't, oh my God, that's like the last chance. Vote as early as you can.
Yes.
Bank that vote and then activate yourself with your community, because in all honesty, I think everyone realizes if we capitulate and Harris wins, they will take it as a sign that they can do whatever they want again, and they will. And the Republican Party, as we know it, will, you know, the old guard, they won't know. And they, as part, once again, punishment for us, will do nothing to stop them. So this is our chance, and we can do it. It's certainly doable. But we can't take anything for granted.
Yes. Amen to that. Tammy Bruce with us. Last question for you. I want to kind of highlight the vapid nature with which Kamala Harris consistently presents herself. Well, it might be a polished version of her shallowness, but there is never substance to it. All Americans, it's their patriotic duty to be afraid of Donald Trump. That's the Democrat message. It is what your responsibility is as a voter to understand how scary Donald Trump is. You've written the book on fear, right, and fear, right, itself. This is a plan. This is a play from the Democrat Party. And if the Republicans are able to get past this, there could be a massive victory in store for Republicans come November.
Well, that's what we also need, because it's also the down ballot. And the Democrats know that as well. They figure if Kamala loses, then at least they can try to control the House and they can stop Trump that way. So it's not just Trump. But really, if you are able to convince people based on the details of the issues, as Trump does, and it doesn't mean that there isn't anything to be afraid of. I mean, what's going on with immigration and the Venezuelan gangs and the situation in Ohio? There's things to be afraid of. The difference is having a plan to then address it. What the Democrats want you to do is to stop thinking. They want you to not think about the issues or the details or what Trump is saying on the issues. They want you to be afraid. And when you're that afraid, that you then stop using logic and reason and you retreat and you go into the fight or flight mode. And so you stop listening and you stop wondering and you figure, well, there's just one thing I have to do. It's existential threat. I've just got to vote against Trump. The other thing is, I think most people now are dealing with such a daily problem with the economy.
Yes.
That has made, it's inured them a little bit to the hysterical messages about the doom and gloom regarding Trump. Plus, if he was going to be the maniac combination, you know, mutant child of Hitler and Mussolini, boy, he's very bad at it, because he didn't do anything about it from 16 to 20. So We have a history with Trump. They now can't paint him in any kind of fashion without people thinking back, wait, my life was better with him. right? Things were okay. There's no wars. I didn't, you know, all et cetera. So I think that's where this fear mongering doesn't necessarily take as much hold. It's an exciting time. It is the door is unlocked for us to make this change, but it has to be also for the House and the Senate. So that I know the Democrats are working on that, and we have to as well, because Donald Trump without a House and or the Senate is going to be, really kind of kneecapped a little bit with what he's going to be able to accomplish.
Yep, completely. All hands on deck for the next 50 or so days for everybody listening right now. Tammy Bruce, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks for giving us some of your time
this afternoon.
Thank you, Annie.
It's always great.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Tammy Bruce is a Fox News contributor and AMAC columnist, and her best-selling book, Fear Itself, Exposing the Left's Mind-Killing Agenda. I encourage you to check this out. It'll be like a little therapy session for you. She has such a great way with words, and we're always grateful when she comes on our show to share them with us. Let's take a quick break. Tyrus is going to be with us when we come back. Is that right? Tyrus is next?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Let's get the conversation going with Tyrus. I'm just going to ask him about the way some of these different celebrities are coming out. We played the Usher clip for you a little bit earlier. Joy Behar's like, now's the time. It's imperative that you endorse Kamala Harris because of the existential threat of Donald Trump. And Usher's like, no, I'm not going to do that. Just vote however you feel is important for you. We've got one from a very prominent athlete as well. We'll play that for you with Tyrus when we come back.
And she don't care that I can fly her to places she ain't.
Today on Fox News in relation to his campaign. I just wonder what your reaction is to seeing that.
Yeah, I think I've always said I don't want my place and my platform to be used to endorse a candidate or do whatever either way. I think my place is to inform people to get registered to vote. It's to inform people to do their own research and then make their best decision for them and their family. And so I think that's every time I'm on this stage and I get asked these questions, I'm going to refer back to that because I think that's what makes America so great.
I think it was important, though. I don't know if important is the right word, but when you were at the U.S. Open this past weekend and you guys were there with Taylor and Travis, I mean, is that an important image to show that, you know, people who may have different philosophies can...
Yeah, I mean, I think I've always, even dating back, I think if you've seen my history, I've grown up with people from every aspect of life and every background. And I think the best thing about a football locker room and kind of how I've grown up in baseball locker rooms, everything about that is people can come together and achieve something and achieve a common goal. And I think if we can, I mean, we talked about it a while back, but I think if we can do that as a nation, I think that we can get the best out of each other. And so I think that's something that I do every single day. And whenever I'm hanging out with whoever, I'm not thinking about their political views or anything like that. I'm thinking about the people and how they treat other people. And I was with a lot of great people this weekend.
So there's Patrick Mahomes, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs, saying like the most American thing that you could possibly hear someone say. It's very refreshing. And we got to know, of course, what Tyrus thinks about it.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Well, you see him as a regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor. He also has a book out, which you should absolutely get. Enough said. Go check it out. Tyrus, welcome back to the show. I don't know if you'd heard that Patrick Mahomes clip yet, but isn't it nice to hear someone say, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, and I think you should hang out with all sorts of people?
No, it was Patrick Mahomes. Like I said, if he wasn't a Chief, if he was a Patriot, I would probably wear a t-shirt with his face on it. Like, he's a good guy. He gave the right answer. But the real problem is you have a reporter sitting with probably the best quarterback since Tom Brady. And that's the question you ask him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the problem. The baiting. Who cares who anyone votes for? Like, that's your basis. So I can be, let's just say I'm a jerk since we're on live air.
Thank you.
I'm horrible to my wife and kids. I never show up to work on time. I cheat on my taxes. I'm a generally bad person. I laugh at old ladies when they fall on the ground, but I vote for the same person you do, so we're good. Does that make sense? Because if anyone be like, Tyrus, you're up for 3 counts of murder. How do you plead? Well, I did vote Democrat, Your Honor. Well, then obviously it was an accident. Case dismissed. I mean, this is just, you know, the problem is this. All the questions you could ask him, and he only asked them for one reason. since hopefully he could get a headline to somehow say that Mahomes versus Taylor Swift. It's like I said on Gutfeld the other night when they were like, Taylor Swift is going to endorse Kamala. Great. And Kim Jones and Mandeville is going to vote for President Trump. So it's 1-1. And then I asked the audience how many people are voting for Trump. Believe it or not, it was overwhelming. And I said, okay, so we're up 77-1 because she only has one vote. Nobody, if you vote for a person you like how they sing, and again, on top of that, all her songs are about bad choices. Just putting it out there.
You know, Tyrus, I think you've been in the public eye for a long time, and watching celebrities and athletes and musicians, these public figures, put their politics out there, they're not, my mind is, they're never doing it if they think it's bad for business. They've thought that it's good for business, and now it feels like there's a little more pressure to keep it out of their mouth or their press conferences.
I disagree with you. I think that it keeps them in the business still.
All publicity is good publicity?
Well, when everything else is failing, then you go political because one group will embrace you. And there'll be a short rush of money, maybe a book deal or some and engagements or whatever. But then they'll flip to the other side if that helps them. The thing is that the Hollywood elites have controlled the extreme left. So it's very advantageous to vote like them and think like them because they're going to give you a job. And then, of course, we see all the woke movies. Well, we don't. That's because they don't last very long. So, I mean, and then you end up in the same place, whatever. I mean, look, and the right is guilty of it. Every washed-up actor that shows up at Fox all of a sudden and is now a diehard Republican is laughable. It's like, you know, and they start doing the B-movies and stuff, and you're just like, yo, come on, where you been? You know, you get to a point, and someone like Taylor Swift, who, unless just has the worst gambling addiction ever heard to man, will not need money for the rest of her days, who she votes for, if they even vote at all, because they're on an entirely different plane. They could just call the president and have someone call the president and be like, hey, is there any way you could change this and change that for me? Help, or can I have a meeting with you to discuss this and that? And they're on that level of elitism. So it's a little different when they talk about voting because it doesn't matter who goes in and goes out. Very little is going to happen to their bottom line. So I don't see a single mother of five in Wisconsin having the same voting habits as Taylor Swift. And it's nothing against her, but that's what she chooses to do. And there's a lot of pressure. The timing of it, let's think about it. Kamala just had her amazing intervention. It was like a few years back, I had screwed up in my relationship, and I had to go have dinner with her and her family, where she had told them all the stuff I did, but nothing that she did. That was what the debate was. Trump was at the table hearing all the things he did, and then when he tried to explain himself, she was like, "No, that's not happened. You said this," and he's like, "Okay." So, but even with all that and all the stuff's out, did she have hearing aids in? Even if she did,
hey,
and
you
that's
brought it
the
up.
Best you do.
Does she? What you think those earrings or headphones?
Yeah, 1,000%. But here's the deal: that is the worst coach in the history. That is worse than the old movie I saw with Steve Martin. Was it Roxanne? Where he was giving Petruchio, where he was giving dating tips. Was it Easy Money? Yeah, Easy Money, same thing. So, yeah, if someone was in the headphone, say Project 25. Say Project 25. Oh, wait. Flipping through pages. Tell him this. Like, if that is it. But that is like I said, that was a devastating debate in terms of everyone already knew what it was before it was. The ratings weren't that great on the debate. And that stick of painting Trump as Hitler doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. And that's all you got. And that's all she had. And we own guns. And then the follow-up question should have been, what kind?
Exactly.
And I thought it was amazing that no one asked. You told the American people that President Biden was better than he ever was and you couldn't keep up with him. And then he gets pulled out of the race because he has dementia. So on the record, you are saying that a man, old man with dementia or whatever they want to call it, outworked you. And you were even the last person in the room. So why are you running for president again?
Yeah.
Again, the only thing worse was listening to them tell themselves, this is a historic. Like, why don't you talk like that when I call? Like, good afternoon. This is the Annie Fry Show, and this is an historic episode with Tyrus. If we say it enough.
I will get you a new intro.
No. I like that one. It makes me laugh. Yeah.
Oh, man. Tyrus, I only got like
a
minute.
Broke.
I know. I got a minute left, but our YouTube poll for today, and this is kind of spawned out of the debate and something that Donald Trump said. He said that Joe Biden, he really hates Kamala Harris. And it's consequential in no way, shape, or form, but it's an interesting thought. Does Joe Biden, you think, like Kamala Harris?
Here's the thing about Joe, and I'll just leave it at this. The most, the biggest, craziest statement from the whole debate was when he was watching it, he asked his pundit that was with him who the lady was that was yelling at the president.
Okay.
So I don't know if he likes her or not. Maybe they should meet.
Maybe they should spend some time together. Oh man.
Well, that's my time.
Thank you, Tyrus. I understand.
No, thank you.
You're in Oregon. Is that right? Is that correct?
Yes, I'm in Oregon.
Well,
yes.
And beautiful there.
I was told that they didn't have time for me today because they had a guest, real guest on. So
No. Tammy Bruce. Tammy Bruce, we cut her off to get you on the show in good time.
Please don't tell Tammy that.
I'm going to let her know. Tyrus, thank you.
No. Is that revenge for the whole make fun of you thing when you took a day off?
One day.
I was pretty clear that wasn't me.
I'm never taking another Thursday off. Never another Thursday.
But it was all Brad.
I know. Brad.
For the record, it was Brad. It was not me.
That's the way Brad is. All right. Thanks, Tyrus. We'll talk to you soon.
You got
to
watch him.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
He's picking on you. What did you?
I didn't even do nothing.
It was like 2 weeks ago. Tyrus was talking about the Thursday that I took off. Was that was migraine day?
Yes, that was migraine day.
That was me taking off at like 10:45 a.m. Like, guys, I was driving here and I was losing my vision. I couldn't even get to the studio, but it happened to be a Thursday. And when I take time off, that wasn't really like time I took off. I was sick. But I'm always like, oh, it's Tyrus Day. I don't want to miss Tyrus Day. And sometimes if I'm not here, you guys will tell Tyrus, Annie's out. You can skip if you want to. Kind of depends on what we got going on. And then he sometimes does the show. Sometimes maybe he's busy and he was squeezing us in or whatever. I need to go back and listen to that because apparently there was crap given to me because I was laid up in bed without vision.
It was Ryan. It wasn't Brad.
Everything is starting to make sense to me now. All right. Let's take a quick break. More Annie Fry Show around the corner. Does Joe Biden like Kamala Harris? Go vote. YouTube poll. We'll be right back.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.